Hi, Ian. Can you tell me a bit about yourself and Store Simple?
Yeah, my name's Ian Howells. I'm the CMO of Store Simple. My background, I was one of the original employees at Documentum, which was a content management company that got bought by EMC. And then I spent the last 5 years at an open source content management company called Alfresco. So really, a lot of the last 20 years in content management. If you look at a lot of companies, when they're looking at how do they manage content, it's doubling every 6 to 12 months. It's just, they can't keep doing business the way they used to. And there's a great one of our customers, Rockford Consulting, which we'll kind of talk a little bit more about in a second. They have this great analogy about how the world has changed. They build buildings. If there's a crack in the wall in a building, they used to write 5 years ago, crack in the wall. And they used to type it in, and it used to take 50 bytes. Now they video that crack before they fixed it and after they fixed it. So just the volume is just exploding. And people really want to look at how I do management of that content in a much better way. And the cloud has some fundamental inherent advantages that can allow you to store that content in a tiered way. So if you're going to store that content for 10 years, why are you going to store that on your expensive disk on-premise? You can tier that out into the cloud. So when you look at the cloud, it's really a new architecture. And every time you have a new kind of shift like that, you need to think about, how do I use that architecture in a better way? I remember when the web first came out, people had client-server architectures that they kind of ported to the web, and they looked ugly and were pretty useless. You had to rewrite what you did. And you need to think about the cloud as a new architecture, and we call that cloud as a tier. And the approach we have is a space called hybrid cloud storage. And the whole philosophy here is that to be able to take your existing on-premise applications, SharePoint, shared file drives, virtual machine libraries, email folders, and integrate the cloud into your applications without forcing you to move your applications into the cloud. When you have the right kind of architecture, what you're really saying is, I have this virtual disk that goes across solid state disk, SAS disk, and the cloud, and I get the performance of solid state disk and the instant provisioning and elasticity of the cloud. And that's really changed the way people think about how to use the cloud. They can be using the cloud in 10 minutes. And from a perspective of awards, we've been really looking at how the world has changed from that perspective. We were the Storage Magazine, one of the products of the year. We were one of Gartner's core vendors. We were the only cloud storage vendor on that list last year. Upstart 2010 looked at all the new cloud companies. We actually won that whole event. But probably as important as those awards is, we're certified to work on Windows by Microsoft. So we went through a pretty rigorous certification process around security, around high availability, and around scalability. So you literally plug us in, and your Windows server thinks it's talking to an iSCSI disk drive. The iSCSI disk drive has lots of solid-state disk, lots of SAS, and Azure plugged in and integrated. So it looks like one drive.
Well, that's great. I mean, with the explosion of data, also, I'm sure you must hear from customers, potential customers, about security and the cloud. Could you give us a little bit of how your solution addresses that?
I think security in the cloud is a real myth. And I think the reality of the situation is, in 5 years' time, we'll realize that the cloud offers more security, not less. That's really a matter of education. So if you look at real security leaks, they tend to occur with human beings getting access to unencrypted data. So one of the really famous examples in Europe, you may guess, that come from London, was the government decided it would be a great idea to take everybody's social security number and primary bank details, put them on a CD, and get it byte down to London. Those details were sold on the internet in the next couple of hours. So if they'd been using the cloud, that would not have been possible, because any information that goes into the cloud, you can encrypt with very high levels of encryption. So even if human beings can get hold of that data, they just can't do anything with it. And the kind of subtle thing that's very important about security as well as encryption is keys decrypt data. So what you want to be able to do is, if you're at your organization, is I can store my data and really tier it into the cloud, but I keep the keys on-premise. So I'm in control of my keys. So even if somebody can look at those disks, the administrator, A, it's encrypted, but B, he hasn't got the key to decrypt it. So keeping the key on-premise is also a critical aspect of that.
And then, in addition to security, there was issues that natural disasters, all different types of things that happen. How does your solution help?
So it's interesting. You think about disaster. Almost by definition, it should be unpredictable. You don't predict a disaster's going to happen, otherwise you do something about it. And you look at the way people traditionally do something, they have, you know, expensive disk on premise, and they kind of will archive it onto a tape and store it remotely somewhere. That's the way people think about DR traditionally. And there was, so I spent a lot of time on Wall Street when I was in the 90s, and you look at the one of the strategies for DR there was, if we need a tape quickly, we'll fly it to us. When 9/11 happened, no planes. Another kind of interesting example was Katrina, when there were the floods. These tapes were perfectly safe, but they were in a flooded mine. So, you know, a DR strategy isn't very good if you can't get hold of the tapes to restore from. And the other kind of thing is, tapes are a pain. People don't like them. So you ask somebody, so how often do you test your DR strategy? And people either go red in the face and very quiet, or they say every few months. Whereas you compare that to the cloud, one of the beautiful inherent advantages of the cloud is it's available from anywhere and replicated across potentially multiple data centers. So I can test, if, you know, San Francisco has an earthquake, I could go through a test process in New York to see, can I read my content and data from the cloud? And I can go through that DR test process every day if I want, because we make it trivial to test your DR processes. And we really use the advantage of the cloud in that it's accessible from anywhere in the globe. And a tape has to be taken to a human being. So we think the cloud has real advantages around data protection and around disaster recovery as well.
Well, it sounds like a really compelling solution that addresses many issues that customers are facing today. Could you give us a little bit of background of why you chose Azure to host or to be the platform for your application?
Yeah, so when we look at the our kind of focus is, when the jokes we say about content is when you're using a SharePoint, or when you're using a shared file drive, or when you're using email, or when you're using virtual machine libraries, just the volume of storage is going up and up and up. But in the case of SharePoint, you may have 20 versions of a PowerPoint presentation. People really want to get access to version 20. Most people don't care about the previous 19. So we say that the volume is going up, but the working sets remain relatively constant. So the critical thing for us is to take those Windows applications and give them really fast access to the working set, and the rest can tier into the cloud. And if you think about a Windows application, it's natural to think about Windows Azure.
Well, great. It's like, what if I was an ISV and I was considering the Windows Azure platform, what kind of advice would you give me?
So the way to look at, we think the way to look at the cloud is, one of the phenomenally powerful things it does is give you elastic storage. You can just provision as much as you want instantly, and elastic compute. Now, what we're seeing is more and more content we call big content. Big content is moving to the cloud today. And big content doesn't move very easily. You're not going to shift around 100 terabytes, you know, all over a network. So the compute or the applications are going to follow the big content. So we'd say follow the big content and look at where it is, and then the applications are going to go there.
Well, thanks, Ian. Could you give us an idea of, if I'm really interested in the solution, or for developers really interested in the solution, where can I get more information?
So that's great. So one of the things we're doing is we're developing an ebook called Cloud as a Tier with Microsoft that's going to be available. You know, you just be able to download it. Also, you can go to the website, www.stillsimple.com, or there's an email alias we use called Azure Sales. And also, you can see us being demonstrated in the local Microsoft Technology Centers, the MTCs.
Well, thank you for your time, Ian. We look forward to talking to you soon once your book is out, and we can talk some more about it.
Sounds good.
Great. Thank you.
Good to speak with you.
Thank you.
Cheers.